Chapter 1. She was willing to die, of course, but she had not planned to do it so soon, or in such a prolonged and uncomfortable fashion, or at the hands of her own countrymen. She slumped against the wall, which was of cut stone and immensely solid, as prison walls often are. "I do not have the plans. I never had them."
"I am not a patient man. Where are the plans?"
"I do not have..." The open-handed slap whipped out of the darkness. For one instant, she slipped over the edge of consciousness. Then she was back again, in the dark and in pain, with LeBlanc.
"Just so."
He touched her cheek where he had hit her and turned her toward him. He did it gently. He had much practice in hurting women.
"We continue. This time you will be more helpful."
"Please, I am trying."
"You will tell me where you have hidden the plans, Anik."
"They are a mad dream, these Albion plans. A chimera. I never saw them."
Even as she said it, the Albion plans were clear in her mind. She had held the many pages in her hands, the dog-eared edges, maps covered with smudges and fingerprints, the lists in small, neat writing. "I will not think of this. If I remember, it will show on my face."
"Vauban gave you the plans in Bruges. What did he tell you to do with them?"
"He told me to take them to England." "Why would he give me plans? I am not a valise to go carrying papers about the countryside."
His fist closed on her throat. Pain exploded. Pain that stopped her breath. She dug her fingers into the wall and held on. With such a useful stone wall to hold on to, she would not fall down.
LeBlanc released her.
"Let us begin again, at Bruges. You were there, you admit that?"
"I was there, yes. I reported to Vauban. I was a pair of eyes watching the British, nothing more. I have told you and told you."
The fingers on her chin tightened, a new pain.
"Vauban left Bruges empty-handed. He went back to Paris without the plans. He must have given them to you. Vauban trusted you."
"He trusted me with treason." She wouldn't think that, wouldn't remember.
Her voice had gone hoarse a long time ago.
"The papers never came to us, never."
She tried to swallow, but her throat was too dry.
"You hold my life in your hands, sir. If I had the Albion plans, I would lay them at your feet to buy it back."
LeBlanc swore softly, cursing her, cursing Vauban, who was far away and safe.
"The old man didn't hide them. He was too carefully watched. What happened to them?"